only can control what I can control. I mean, I only can, you know, control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Football's become soft. Football's become soft like our country has become soft.
Dad, I don't know what the hell catch is anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous.
He's going to stick his knuckle in your asshole.
You like that?
That's gay.
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah. My God, we are ready for the football.
Take that, motherfucker.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Remember the golf game?
Banger.
That was one of the biggest political mistakes ever. That turned a lot of people off. You know, watching, you know, it just didn't go over.
You mean when John Boehner played golf with President Obama?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Biden and Kasich, yeah. Uh-huh.
What did you not like about it? It seems to be a really pivotal moment for you.
Come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, okay?
Okay.
Not hardly. In the country this shape is in, the shape this country's in, I mean, you know, they're the enemy. They're the enemy.
Who's the enemy?
Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
That's only two.
You'll no longer hear the song All My Rowdy Friends on ESPN's Monday Night Football broadcast. The sports network has cut ties with singer Hank Williams Jr. The decision was made after Williams made a comment comparing President Obama to Hitler.
I'm a free speech guy. I've been kicked off TV before. I don't care. I don't agree, of course, with Hank Williams on what day of the week it is. But I don't think you should get kicked off TV just for expressing yourself. And I ask you, America, if we're going to fire every Southern hillbilly who thinks Obama is like Hitler, who will be our Republican congressman, right? Who will work at our Waffle Houses?
Who will be our cowboy fans?
All right.
God damn right, go Trump, boy.
No, wait, don't.
Well, shit, I tell you what, Tom, it was the biggest political mistake ever, other than Abraham Lincoln and that horseshoe game that he had with Jefferson Davis back in 1861. Didn't go over too well. I think they bet a shilling on it, and, you know, Lincoln took it.
Well, what you heard there was when Hank Williams Jr. compared Obama to Hitler on Fox and Friends back in October 2011, and then, of course, CNN announced that ESPN was firing him, and then you heard Bill Maher comment on it. And that was so 6 years later, you can't keep him down. Hank Williams Jr. is back on Monday Night Football.
No, it's just, I tell you what, Tom, I don't know what to make of it. It really is something that they're going to bring this back. They couldn't find something. I tell you, I think it's just a business move. They have to do something to attract the white people back to ESPN because nobody's watching SportsCenter anymore.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Nobody's watching SportsCenter
is that,
anymore.
Wait a minute, really? So this is their way of getting back the white people is to put this back on?
That's right. Some bonehead down at Disney, they got Goofy in charge down there. Well, gosh, what? Take a look at the political climate.
Do you think this will help?
Maybe there's a chance.
You know what? If they do the original version with George Thorogood and everything, I don't give a shit. Play the damn thing. It's the one that they do when he's old and can barely move and they do all those quick cuts to him pretending to sing. God damn it. That one's awful.
You know what, John? For me, again, yeah. I DVR the game. I could give a shit because I fast forward through that stuff every single time.
Right. Give us a game. Give us a good game.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, they're bringing him back. You know, and it's funny because after he got fired, do you see he sold $200,000 worth of T-shirts that year.
I know. Honest to God, really, here's the plan. Liberals of America, here's what you do. You get Rachel Maddow to go on TV and say that the goddamn the Republican health care bill is the best thing she's ever read. Okay? Everything you don't want them to do, just have her go on TV and say it's the greatest thing ever. They will fall over themselves to show you that it's not. Okay? So when somebody pisses them off, hey, he pissed off a liberal. Let's make him rich. Goddamn right. It sells. Right? And what is Hank Williams Jr. in the business of doing?
They're just throwing money at him. They don't even want the damn shirt.
know. He needs a new shirt. How many times could he wear that red shirt and that stupid black vest?
Oh, he's probably got about 800 of them.
I know. To go with his stupid sunglasses, I guess.
Well, anyway, ESPN said Hank Williams Jr. fans told us, Hank Williams Jr. fans, John, they told us, I don't know, they missed his theme song, so we're excited to bring this popular segment back to ESPN for the 2017 NFL season with some new twists.
You know what? They got about 1,000 zillion emails that said, bring back Hank, MAGA, 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 MAGA.
MAGA, M-A-G-A.
That's what it said. Bring back Hank, fire Jamel Hill, MAGA, MAGA, MAGA.
Well, some suit from ESPN, he said, some exec said, they expect some backlash, but they're not worried about it. It's the right time. We discussed it internally, and it was just the right time to bring him back. So what? They're in their little meeting with a few of them, and one guy goes, hey, man, I got it. Let's bring Hank back. It's time. Donald Trump is president. Let's put Hank Williams Jr. back on Monday Night Football. And everyone went, that's it.
That's a good idea. Well, I can tell you this, Tom. There's already been some things that have happened as in result of this. Colleges across America that are starting to announce special safe place lounges so that it can be set up on Monday nights to protect people from the idea that Hank Williams Jr. is coming over and bringing all his rowdy friends with him. Also, I can tell you this, too, by reading through the lines there. ESPN, I know, I happen to have it through the grapevine. ESPN also commissioned Jay-Z to write a theme song for Monday Night Football, and that's why they brought Hank back, because they wasted their money on this, because he brought back songs like Bust a Blitz in Your Ass. He had one called I Be Fucking Beyonce. He had one that's called None of These Motherfuckers Make As Much As Me. And he had another one called Catch the Ball, Bitch. And the executives at Disney said, we're sorry, Mr. Z, but that's not exactly our style here in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody get Hank Williams on the phone. You can say Obama's Hitler, but you can't say the N-word there, buddy.
Go! Oh, yeah, here it comes. You know it's going to sound the same, right?
Oh, dude, everybody that's under 25 is turning us off right now.
Oh, there go the Jets.
Oh, a Jet.
Well, it's Monday night and we're ready to strike. Our special forces are in full flight. We're coming by air and on the ground. Monday night football's taking over the town. We gotta get ready.
Shoot some Muslims
we
down.
Gotta get right. It's gonna be a battle in the NFL tonight.
You know, they always do have great graphics and stuff.
Sure. And with Hank Williams, what they can do now is whichever team they don't like, they can make Detroit, the Lions. Let's say it's a Lions-Bears game. They can make the Lions look like a bunch of Arabs with towels on their head, and they can have Hank Williams Jr. fly in and blow them up.
Stop! What?
Here you go, baby, on Monday Night Football!
I love when he named two guys and called them the Three Stooges back in that.
Who's the enemy?
Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
That's only two.
That's only two.
Well, to be fair, he doesn't recognize Shemp as an actual stooge. To him, it's always been the Two Stooges. Because once Shemp got in there, that was it for him.
I ain't having no ship, goddammit.
Stop. Okay. You're killing me.
I'm sorry, I'm not doing very good for myself.
All right. So anyway. Oh.
Who's the enemy?
Obama!
Shemp! I want to know what the hell happened to Curly!
I need a pause button for the show!
All of a sudden, there ain't no Curly, and there's this Shemp. What the hell's going on?
I'm going to write a country song about it.
Yeah, man, that's right. Obama killed Shemp. I mean, Obama killed Curly.
All right, show's up. By the way, I'm Tom and he's John, and this is Bang Radio Hour number 299. What's going on?
For the record, Shemp was all right. I mean, you know, it wasn't Curly for sure, but he was okay. As long as it's when you tune in to watch the Stooges, if it's a Joe or a Curly Joe, you really feel that.
Right.
You do.
All right, coming up the next John Madden. F a baseball fan. Locker room weed. The godfather of Penn State, and you will fear Brandon Jacobs, John. You will fear that man.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse there. I'll put a horse's head in Urban Meyer's bed there.
Okay.
All right.
I would fear Brandon Jacobs. Is that what you said? I would fear Brandon Jacobs?
Yeah, the old running back from the Niners and the Giants.
Listen, I'm going to tell you a little private story. Part of my job today sent me to a Catholic school. No shit. I had to teach them how to use their website. And not only did I go into Catholic school and it didn't burn down, but the woman that I was teaching revealed to me she was a Giants fan. It was all I could do to not kick the holy water off. This is an absolute blasphemy. People are going to think I'm the heretic here.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Giants fan in there.
One quick note, and John, you can do this too, because I have nothing after this to say about the Dallas Cowboys or Washington Redskins. Okay. But I did want to mention this. I've got to give props to Dak Prescott. And it's very quick because, he got his bachelor's degree in education psychology at Mississippi State, right?
Education psychology?
Yes. And during the offseason.
He established his safe spaces.
Well, okay.
Over here, shelter in place until that man who said the N-word walks by.
Now, you might be right, because during the offseason, he got his master's degree, and he got that in workforce leadership.
Wow. He's the manager.
Okay. Well, next offseason, he will begin working on his PhD in psychology.
Excellent. Well, yeah, very good for him. Dak.
Yeah, he's no fluke, John. You better get used to him. He's going to be around for a long time.
I haven't seen the schedule yet, but if the Redskins play those boys early, I'm telling you what, he's going to have plenty of time to study afterwards because he's going to be laid up for a while.
Who?
Dak Prescott, because the Redskins are going to bust him up.
Oh, are they really? Right, really?
We're going to do what Jay-Z said and bust a blitz in his ass.
I'm sure he's very scared behind that offensive line.
He's a Poindexter. He's getting his degrees and all kinds of stuff. Somebody should pull his shorts up.
All right. Would you like to say any? Okay. So there, you said what you wanted to say about the Redskins. Because
that's right.
Because Dak. Now, as I said, I have nothing else to say about the Cowboys this show. And John will have his occasional jab, you know, at any moment.
I'll take my
so those
shots.
Are going to happen. And there's nothing I can do about that. Anyway, ESPN. Right. ESPN reported this, it was true. They got one right.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
That's good. That the NFL has relaxed its rules on celebrating scores. So players can now use the ball as a prop. They can celebrate in groups. So you can bring back the fun bunch. And, they can go down and celebrate on the ground, because last year they were horrible, horrible people making snow angels in the end zones when they scored, you know.
Look, I tell you what, I learned at least three new humping moves from Antonio Brown. I thought it was very educational.
Oh, I wonder, will he be able to twerk?
I doubt it, no. They did say there was going to be a common sense thing put in, which is really where I get tired of it. And honestly, they have fucked this up again.
Yep.
Because they shouldn't have changed it in the first place. And this is what this does. What has this been, like 4 years now that we've had this really strict, you can't do anything at all policy, and it has cost teams games. It's probably cost teams playoff positions.
Mm-hmm.
It's cost players, you know, you cost a team one game, they miss the playoffs, coach gets fired, the team gets vacated, everything changes because your stupid fucking rule that you put in to please nobody. I mean, really, who wanted that? Who was it? You know who it was? It was that woman in Tennessee that didn't like Cam Newton.
Yep.
Right? The one, right? It was her. They tried to please her. So it drives me nuts because, you know, just because now all of a sudden, they said, you know, you're right. If Vernon Davis hadn't shot that ball like a basketball, it would be no different than a spike. So we should allow that touchdown. The Redskins should have won that game, and they should be in the playoffs. Fuck the Giants.
All right. Well, anyway, let's listen to what Roger Goodell had to say.
The change to our celebration rules we saw a lot of interest in, let's say, liberalizing and allowing the players a little more freedom to be able to express their joy, their individuality, and frankly, celebrate the game. So that's what we think we've accomplished here. I think the players will do this in a way that will be responsible, show good sportsmanship, and do it in a way that I think is entertaining but also respectful.
Do you really? Is that what you think's going to happen? Really?
They liberalized it, Tom. They liberalized it. You heard him, that goddamn Roger Goodell. You know what that means. Gay marriage in the end zone, moochers on welfare, Mexicans taking everybody's jobs. Next year, you watch. The Rams are going to sign Juan Gonzalez to play wide receiver for about $300 and a phone card as a signing bonus.
What the fuck wrong with these niggas, man?
Right.
I tell you what, they're going to show up to camp in a Suburban with about 14 of their cousins, and before you know it, the NFL is overrun by job-stealing Mexicans.
Oh, God.
Obama! Shemp!
Remember when Hank did that ad? He did that ad for McCain?
He did an ad for McCain. Back when McCain could actually talk without shaking all over the place right, like he'd been in a freezer for the last 12 hours.
Dude,
I laugh, but I'll get there one day.
I know, but it's the state of our government, John. That's what it is. I'm watching this going, why am I even, this is a joke. This is a bang cartoon, right? Happening before my very eyes.
That's right.
I'm sorry, but this public information that I'm going to testify to, I can't say in open court or an open situation.
Hello, this is Hank Williams Jr. When Barack Obama said folks like you and me were bitter and clinging to guns and religion, I knew he just doesn't understand small-town America. We love our God, and we love our guns, especially handed down from our grandfathers. And we resent it when liberals like Obama question our way of life. Don't be bitter. Vote McCain.
Don't be bitter, John.
Don't be bitter, Tom. We love our God. We love our guns. And by God, I wanted to shoot that son of a bitch. Hank is back.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Hank is back.
And so are celebrations.
Celebrations are back. Goddamn right.
I remember, I'm happy about that. That's one thing I like. But I just remember all the times that T.O. got penalized. I remember one time, because you weren't allowed to go to the ground, and he got down. He got down in a sprinter stance, like he was going to race in a sprint.
Right.
And he did that. He walked up to the goal line. He put his fingertips down on the goal line and kneeled down, and then took off up the field like he took off in a race. And I'm like, that's a penalty?
I'll tell you what, Tom. I was majorly offended.
That's a penalty? What?
I was so offended. I had to go find a safe space, and that was before safe spaces were even invented.
I love, I've seen the guy spin the ball, and then he used it like, he made it like it was a campfire, and he was warming his hands. You remember?
It's traumatizing.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it? All right, anyway.
Look, you got to realize the people that are pretending that's a campfire are people that will go camping who will, by their own actions, step on various bugs, probably cut down a tree or two, probably grab some saplings, start a fire. It's terrible. Fucking terrible. They'll purify water, killing all those germs. And those germs deserve to live. Look, all I know is Donald Trump has been he's been president now for 6 months. We've already had the best Super Bowl, and now you're allowed to get the ball and bounce around in the end zone. My favorite one was the Detroit Lions defensive end that it was about 20 years ago. I can't remember his name. He got in the end zone with the ball, and he just started sticking his butt out and thumping the ball around, and all his teammates gathered around. Now, see, that's good.
Yes.
Thank you, Donald Trump.
Yes. Okay. All right, so let's move on to Tony Romo.
Tony Romo?
Yeah, Tony Romo.
Okay. Tony Romo.
Tony Romo ain't Jack.
All right, Diva Lover.
Because then he'd be Jack Romo.
He ain't Jimmy neither.
That's so dumb.
And he better not be Shemp.
Romo! Oh, Romo.
Yes. Well, a producer at CBS believes that Tony Romo will be the next John Madden.
Oh, the next John Madden.
Right.
Great. That's great. That means those people that forgot that 10 yards was a first down will now be reminded 100 times a game.
And I guess that means he's going to be obsessed with Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. Brett Favre. Brett Favre.
You always think about Brett Favre.
Right.
Brett Favre. Oh, yeah. Hey, he can use his hands and his feet at the same time.
He is special, special.
Uh-huh.
He is special, special. My cousin was special, special.
He moves his eyes and his feet at the same time.
Now, see, Phil Simms could have done that. You know, right the hell they gotta put Romo in there. Phil Simms could have said something that stupid.
He takes it up in that six hole, then bounces it out to the eight hole.
Right.
I think Romo knows enough about that to really give some color to that kind of a play.
He sure is cool, isn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah he is.
Yeah, Romo, he can sit up here and say, now right there, that's where the hole would have opened up that would have let somebody come in and break my collarbone again.
The wham is right there.
You got to explain the wham, though.
Wham, 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 wham.
Wake me up.
If it works, you're a genius. If it doesn't work, you're stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's going to be Tony Romo, huh?
That sounds great to me. So, you know, speaking of announcers, I heard Mike Tirico will be taking over the Sunday Night Football. So what are they doing with Al Michaels? Are they putting him out to pasture?
No. Thursday night.
Oh, all right. I guess I read that completely wrong.
Yeah. No, he just can't handle multiple games in a week. He's just Sunday nights only.
Well, I hope if... You know, on Thursday night, they go ahead and reconsider those Jay-Z songs because, you know, I Be Fucking Beyonce is a jam, and that would be a great song to open that.
Well, why don't you get with him and produce that?
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Hook me up, Jay. Call me up.
That'll be great.
See, I already fucked it up. I was supposed to call him Z. Now everybody knows I got no street cred, Tom. All I know is Shemp should die.
Oh, what do you think, John Madden?
I will eat most anything.
Okay, I was just checking.
If you like a little offense with your hot dog.
Well, if you like coffee for dessert, or if you like defense for dessert with your coffee, you're sure getting it tonight, aren't you?
Good God.
He's in a restaurant. Yeah, I think I'll have the espresso, and give me that big fat linebacker over there.
Oh, my God.
Put
gosh.
Some whipped cream on him. I'm spent. We're even halfway through. The Shemp laugh got me all going.
Oh, I know. It was ridiculous.
Deflated. Yes, it was.
All right, so let's move on to this deal with the New York Mets mascot, Mr. Met. Did you catch the video of him?
Mr. Met.
Yeah, he gave somebody the middle finger, and I know he's only got three fingers, but it was the middle finger.
It was the middle finger, and honestly, I think what it was, because Mr. Met couldn't reach in his pocket and get his hotel room key out, but Mr. Met got laid that night.
Is that right?
I think so. There was some hot-looking chick I saw in the goddamn stands that had a volleyball head.
I didn't see. Did he get fired?
I don't know. I mean, who the hell do you know who even is?
Well, yeah, aren't there several of them?
Mr. Met is at the game. Although, you know what? Back in the old days when I used to sell comic books, way back in the old days, I used to know the guy that was the Oriole Bird. He said it was fun, but my God, he said it was like 150 degrees in that goddamn costume.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, it weighs 70 pounds.
Oh, that's crazy. And it's probably all the head.
Yeah, the Mr. Met costume weighs 70 pounds. Now, you know, I don't know what they're all upset about. I mean, when's the last time anybody did anything in a Mets uniform that anybody cared about? I mean, at least they got some attention. For crying out loud.
The last time we talked about the Mets was when that fat guy couldn't get on the train.
Wait a minute.
But now Tim Tebow's a Met. He's in the Mets organization anyway, so we better be careful what we say. We don't want to get struck by lightning.
The Jersey Transit is the absolute worst! I'm not going to get to my game now because they are incompetent! Incompetent! They tell Track H, and they say, no, this train's not wrong. Their announcement was wrong.
They're wrong, John. They're wrong.
I bet he got to the game, and that's who Mr. Met flipped off.
Maybe that's Mr. Met. Maybe that's him.
No. No, Mr. Met, he would never fit in Mr. Met's costume. No way. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah, that's right.
Holy
that's
crap.
Right.
He was the reason the whole number 8 train was being repaired.
Jesus. The Philadelphia Phillies mascot, they will fire him if he doesn't flip people off.
I swear to God, he's the funniest guy in all of mascotdom. The guy that does the freaking Philly finale.
Yeah,
great. So, there you go, Philly. There's your honorariums for the goddamn season. Yeah. That's all you're getting from here all the way through 2018.
He's required to flip people off. That's funny. Anyway, so the Cavaliers are, it is a quarter till 8 on Friday, June 9th.
Right.
And I'm guessing that tonight. Tonight the broom will come out, and I don't know. Maybe they are at home. They do. I don't. LeBron and Kyrie. I don't. I mean, one scores 39, the other one scores 38. You know, LeBron was one assist short of a triple double in that game 3. They're up by 6 with 3 minutes to go, and man, 11-0 run by Golden State, and they are one win away from doing what no team has ever done: sweep the playoffs.
I'm doing what I always do in NBA conversations. I'm smiling, trying to look like I know what's going on, and I say things like,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing about it, John. Now, Brian Windhorst, do you know who Brian Windhorst is?
Well, no, but I can look him up pretty quickly. I would assume that his father's name was Windhorst.
He's a Cleveland Cavaliers beat writer from Cleveland.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, yeah, that explains why I would never know who the fuck he is.
And he's been, I've talked to him a few times, and just anybody who's a Cavaliers fan reads his stuff and listens to his interviews. And
okay, I'll take your word.
Well, he was on First Take on ESPN, and they had just lost Game 2 at Golden State. All right, so this was what was that, Sunday? Yeah, that was Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday night, they lost Game 2 at Golden State. And after the game, the media, was coming to the locker room. And there was something that happened in that locker room. And so here's Brian Windhorst talking about it.
So you were in the locker room post-game, right?
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. Did you smell marijuana?
Is that a serious question in California? Because I had somebody walk up to the street and say hello to me the other day in San Francisco, and he had a roach. I'm not used to that.
It's legal, brother.
There was a smell of marijuana in the Cavs locker room, but there are two doors to that locker room, and there were three times as much media there.
So it could be the media.
Dudes.
Oh, yeah, it could be the media. Yeah, some dude just whipped out his bong while he was holding his recorder waiting for LeBron to walk out.
Absolutely.
In the Cavaliers locker room. Think about that for a second. A member of the media might have been in the Cavaliers locker room right after the game smoking weed. And it wasn't the team.
Was Deadspin in there? look. Yeah.
LeBron, Bob from High Times, in the second quarter there, when you tried that jump shot, how awesome was that?
All right, well, there might be a member of the media out there that would do something like that, but I guarantee they weren't at that game. Although, it is out there in California, so.
Well, anything that happens in California, we all know it goes without shame. Doesn't make any difference. And frankly, this is another one of those situations where not only do I not give a fuck because it's the NBA, but I don't give a fuck if they're sitting there smoking a little bit of pot after they finished work.
Weed!
Duh. Look, they just finished getting beat. What are you going to do?
Duh.
You got to take the edge off, right?
Yeah, let's continue.
Hanging around the finals is all I'm going to say.
All right.
I did smell marijuana, but I have no idea where it came from.
Are you hearing anything about this cannabis situation?
Are you hearing? Brian Windhorst, you are the beat writer for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Are you hearing anything about the marijuana in the Cavs locker room situation?
The cannabis situation. Now, do we happen to know if that was cannabis sativa, Mr. Windhorst? Excuse me, Mr. Windhorst, did you happen to notice if there were any purple hairs running through that skunk?
Weed!
I love it with the drums. Oh, that's too damn funny, man.
You know, because it was in California, by the way, it's legal in California, but it ain't legal in the NBA. So I guess, that, but no one's talking about it. I don't think it was a big deal. It was just made us laugh, honestly.
Before you jump in, Marcel, I want to go back to you, obviously, because you played. Do you have an issue? if guys were potentially smoking weed after the game, before the game? This is a big deal.
Well, actually, here's the thing. If it was in the locker room, of course, yes. But after the game, it's no different than going to dinner, having drinks, having wine, or anything else. If it's legal, it's in California.
Hey, brother.
And you're an adult, you have the opportunity to do it. And here's the thing, like...
But you're okay with it even if they're playing in the NBA Finals? Because we just heard...
Absolutely.
Absolutely, he says. Absolutely.
It's just like going out to dinner.
Jalen Rose. And Jalen Rose, man. And I love Marcellus Wiley. Marcellus Wiley just sitting in the background. Every time he said anything about it being legal in California, you know, Marcellus Wiley was, that's right. It's legal, man. That's it's right. legal, he said. And you know, and they're like, hey, man, if you know, if it's after the game and you're out, it's just like having wine. He's like, that's right, brother. That's right.
Thank you very much, Pierre. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have the steak medium rare, and I'll have the Colombian red rolled in a loose leaf before, please.
Really? Really?
Sure. Why not? You know what? Bring me the day where I can go to a nice French restaurant, sit down, and they give me a weed list and a wine list. Sir, we think the Acapulco Gold pairs very well with the California Riesling.
I think that kind of stuff goes on in places like Amsterdam, doesn't it?
Sure, why not? But Amsterdam, you know, who's going to get over there? There's no football teams over there.
I know. My next door neighbor, my next door neighbor's daughter, is a health major and a health care major, and and what she had an internship in Amsterdam. They went over there to study Amsterdam's health care system, and I talked to her after she came back, and she said, it's unbelievable. It absolutely blows us away.
Oh, of course it does. Look, I don't care what side of the aisle you're sitting on. We are the cash cow, and if you can't see that, you're just blind. We're the last place left that won't subsidize any health care, so that they're going to make sure the pharmaceutical lobbies are going to make sure we pay the premium.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And so keep,
that's
keep,
enough politics and, right there. I tell you what, while we're on the subject of politics, I just want to show that earlier in the show, I showed President Trump that I was a good, loyal citizen.
You did?
Yes, I did. So any roundups that come through my neighborhood, you can just move on past my house.
All right. And on that note, let's go to break.
Bang Radio.
Hi, I'm Charles Barkley. Kids are always coming up to me asking me, Charles, do you think I can make it as a player in the NBA? Well, the answer is simple. How tall are your parents? If your dad is 5'6 and your mom is 5'2, no, you can't make it in the NBA. So give it up and get your ass back in school.
The NBA? Oh, if I hear one more person say how the NBA got a black eye because Ron Artest got in a fight. The Detroit Pistons versus the Pacers, the big brawl. If you could promise me every game would end like that, I would be a season ticket holder in a heartbeat.
Are you serious? I'm going to have to fight at the end of the game? Let's go. Sounds awesome.
A cup of water hit Ron Artest and he went crazy. I don't like to do jokes about stereotypes, but we all know basketball players can't swim very well. All I'm saying is, that water might have hit him. He panicked. He thought he was drowning. What are you going to do? You head for higher ground. A fat white kid gets in your way, you knock his ass out. He grew up with a pool.
Yeah.
It's a theory. It's probably wrong.
Hi, I'm Charles Barkley. Reading to your kids is important. It stimulates their imaginations and teaches them the value of books. You think you would know that, but somehow you don't. Only a dumbass needs a retired player to tell them to read to your kids. I guess you're a dumbass. Read to your kids, dumbass.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Either we heal as a team, or we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished.
You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you.
I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's gonna make the difference between winning and losing. It's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that itch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now I can't make you do it. You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now I think you're going to see a guy who will go that inch with you.
Hell yeah.
You're gonna see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're gonna do the same for him. That's the team, gentlemen. Either we heal now as a team, or we will die as individuals. That's football, guys.
It's your girl Cheryl Underwood, and just because I live in Los Angeles, don't mean I want to get banged by what? You listen to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour. That's the ignorantest shit I've ever read.
Is that Joe running all the way across the field? Is Joe Paterno in the end zone?
Is he going to the bathroom?
Joe Paterno is leaving the field. He has come all the way across his offensive line and huddle, and he is heading to the locker room. And we have no reason to know why. And Joe's maybe the only guy that knows. Joe's back on the field. If you missed it, he left earlier, hadn't been feeling well. He headed to the locker room. Joe Paterno had the longest run of the day for either team.
Jesus.
It was a great run. It was. He had to go right through both lines, man. Remember that?
Yeah.
He went right past the tackle and right past the defensive end and right into the tunnel. Touchdown.
You guys all laughed at that.
So why are we bringing up Jopa, my former hero?
Because Jopa's going to have a movie made about him. Guess who's going to play Jopa?
Go, tell me.
Al Pacino. What?
Do you want to play rough? Okay. Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, my God. I can just see Al Pacino wearing those Coke bottle glasses sitting there at those press conferences.
Yep.
With all that light, his eyes are about 10 times their normal size.
I don't know.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know. What are you asking me for? I don't know. Aye.
It isn't like they're a bunch of schmeals.
Hey, that's a good team over there. Not a bunch of schmeals, you know.
I think that's a dumb question.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jerry, what's all this rhythmic slap, slap, slapping I keep hearing in the shower?
Oh, my God.
Rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds.
Look, I'm going to pretend I didn't see that. You hear me?
Okay, now the show is over. Now the show's over.
Now, could you imagine, though, if the roles were reversed and Jopa got to play all of Al Pacino's roles?
You got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, yeah, then you get the woman.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, come in here and meet my little friend here. Hey, hey, you know what my father taught me? He taught me you keep your friends close, but you keep your enemies closer there. Hey, Fredo, you're my older brother and I love you, but don't you ever take sides against the team again, you hear?
Well, I can't wait for this movie.
Right?
Just to see Al Pacino in those glasses. That's what I want to see. See him standing on the sidelines with those freaking chinos on.
Yeah, why? You got something I don't know?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
You're right.
Ay, 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 ay.
It's what Ozzy Osbourne said. Don't ask me. I don't know.
And he was right.
Yep. We'll have to see when this comes out. Yep. Yeah, you should come up. We'll go see it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right, well, let me tell you about Eddie Lacy. You know, he's a Seattle Seahawk now. Eddie Lacy has a weight clause in his contract. It's an incentive, okay? He gets a bonus every time he weighs in at a certain weight by a certain date.
Right.
All right, so his first date and mark was just at the end of May, and it was 255 pounds or less. He would earn a $55,000 bonus. This is an NFL running back, and all he has to do is get to 255 or less, and he gets 55 grand. Well, he weighed in 253 pounds.
So $50,000? Is that what you said it was?
$55,000.
How many Whoppers is that?
That's a lot of Whoppers, man.
That's a lot of Whoppers. Yeah, I think they're self-defeating here.
Oh, my God. 55 grand for a running back to weigh 255 or less. That's
ridiculous.
It is.
That's like 10 pounds less than what your modern-day defensive end is weighing. And they don't even call them defensive ends anymore. They have this new position called edge.
Yeah. Yeah, edge rusher. Yeah. Yeah, and in a 3...
They call it edge.
In a 3-4, so. They're outside linebackers, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, I just thought that was funny. He 255 pounds to get an extra 55 grand in June. So, all right.
What's his next weigh in?
I don't know. I didn't see right, that.
OTAs were like this week, right? OTAs are just now wrapping up, I think.
OTAs all just wrapped up and mini camps start this next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. I'm a great big football fan, but all this shit doesn't interest me at all. I always get a kick out of these fans. Who's looking good at OTAs? Dude, really? Honest to God.
You know what my question is? Did anybody get hurt? No. Good. All right.
Right. Bing, bing, bing.
Nobody got hurt? Good. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, you know, and then they get their little mini vacation, and then training camps will start there in the third week of July, and here we go. But
early Cinderella, everybody's picking on Tampa Bay. Ooh, ooh.
Oh, Cinderella, well, Cinderella. I tell you what,
they're so improved.
I think Jameis Winston's going to have himself a good year, and you know, Deshaun
got players.
Deshaun's going to be a part of it.
They've got players, and, you know, how many times have we seen teams that sign the right players and think that they're going to do it, and they just don't do it? Of course, as a Redskins fan, I've seen that a lot.
It's not like they went out and made wholesale changes and brought in a bunch of guys to assist them. You know, they brought in Deshaun to put on the other side, because let's face it, Vincent Jackson is, I mean, how old is he? You know?
Yeah. Well, they got Evans. Mike Evans is damn good.
No, I know. That's what I mean. So instead of Vincent Jackson on the other side of Mike Evans, now you got Deshaun Jackson, and that's going to be pretty, I think that's going to be pretty deadly. So we'll see. I don't know how, we'll see how their offensive line holds up. If it does, they're going to be, I think, great on offense. We'll see how the defense does. But anyway, I wanted to talk about Cleveland for a second because Brock Osweiler, John.
All right. Just one second, real quick, Tom. Can I do a, we just talked about the Buccaneers, and I'm going to do a quick impression of John Tilliard.
Why do these people always alienate us? Tar Heel, Tilliard.
Man. Oh, Tilliard loves us, man. He's always posting on our Facebook page.
Well, why won't he do the intros? I miss his intros.
Because he's a busy man. He's an uncle now. And I just want to say, anyway, speaking of Tilliard and all of our English fan John. Listeners, don't mind our president. We really do stand behind you guys. You're our best friends, and if you need any help, we're there, right there with you. Every time something happens, I hate to do it, but I have to go in the Bang Radio Hour Facebook page and say, everybody check in, please, and I appreciate everybody checking in because we do care, and we don't want to see anybody get hurt. So So anyway, real world intruding upon our fantasies here. Fucking shimp!
Jesus Christ.
I swear to God, that's what's ISIS. ISIS, what are we going to do? We're going to pray to the great shimp.
Oh, no.
It's all about shimp. These infidels think that the curlies were funnier when shimp was much funnier.
Oh. Now we're going to be all the right. reason.
Yeah, we're targeted now. See? So you see what we do for your entertainment?
Yeah.
Put our lives on the line.
Man, what'd you have to go and bring everything down like that for?
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
My fault entirely. You were talking about the Cleveland Browns. It was about to drop out of the bottom anyway.
I want to go back to Tillyard for a second. He doesn't have time to record 30 seconds and email it. He doesn't have time. Really?
Hey, look, man. He is a player over in whatever city he's in. I forgot what city he's in. Right now. Harrogate. Over in Harrogate, there is a name. And if you freaking mention it, you will get the King's treatment.
What?
It's Tillyard.
Oh, God. He's a player? Is that what you said?
He is. He is. I'll tell you what, man. You want to know about My Little Pony in Harrogate, UK? You talk to Tillyard.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Well, all right.
Sorry, John.
In Cleveland, you talk to Brock Osweiler because...
Now he's mad. Now Tillyard's mad. Now he's like, y'all put me out with Brock Osweiler. John, they better not be comparing you to Brock Osweiler. He looks like a lizard. His eyes are on his side of his head. He probably does. He could probably look like a chameleon with one eye going one way and the other one going the other. That's the problem, Tom. His helmet is not designed for his head.
Oh, no.
If you give him, like, some fish globe bubbles on the side where his ear holes are supposed to be,
oh.
He could probably throw for 5,000 yards every year. He could spot receivers open on both sides of the field at the same time.
He's the most dangerous player in the NFL.
Right.
Oh, shoot. Now that's there, I'm going to crack myself up again. Sorry about that.
Just play him. Don't say a thing to him.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Brock Osweiler loves right. being a Cleveland Brown. Listen to this.
The facts are, I'm here, I'm playing football, I love being a Cleveland Brown, and it's just been so great to work with Coach Jackson, Coach Lee. I've really grown as a quarterback here, and like I said, I love being a Cleveland Brown. From the day I arrived, you couldn't have been welcomed in a better way.
You couldn't have been welcomed in a better way. I imagine here he comes walking out on the practice field for OTAs, and the other players are going, hey, look, it's a quarterback, and he's got both arms and legs working and everything, man. Look, he's – come on, man. Hey, come on over, man.
They're kind of like, hey, man, is he looking at you or is he looking at me? Let's face it. Of course he likes it there. The expectations are so fucking low that if he goes, if he's the starter again next year, he's the best quarterback they've had in 20 fucking years.
Right. I if he doesn't win the job, I mean, come on. Really? This is crazy. Wow.
Oh my God. Maybe him and RG3 can open up a lemonade stand or something.
Did they not let him go?
Yeah, the last I saw of him, he was trying out for the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Right. Yeah,
so
yeah,
he's
yeah.
probably up north, lost in the blizzard somewhere, wandering through like some old B movie.
Oh my gosh!
Just gotta stay positive, all in for the next glacier.
Oh, that yeah. Well, we'll see what happens again.
Osweiler, if you want a translation. You go to Google and you type in translation. You type in what Osweiler just said, and then you type in Cleveland Browns, and what he means is this is better than working at Dairy Queen.
Yes. Kaepernick might have to go work there soon. I don't know, man. I don't know if he's going to get a job.
He's not that good as it is, and people that want to make it political, you got to understand that the team is not obligated to follow your politics. It's not about whether they agree with it or not, but their goal is to win a Super Bowl, and if you distract them from that goal, they don't have to put up with it. And it doesn't make them a bad team. It doesn't make them bad people. But you know how it is. Everything's political these days, Tom.
Yeah, it is, and you know, I think with you and I, we don't care about any of that crap. Just win. That's like Al Davis. Just win, baby. I don't give a damn what your political views are. I don't care if you kneel, roll over, and play dead during the anthem. Just go out there and win the damn game.
Win the football game. That's what I'm tuning in to see.
And then nobody cares. Then nobody cares about that you kneeled. Nobody cares. If you win the game, nobody gives a damn.
Well, aside from all of that, he did bring a lot of attention. I mean, granted, I tell you what. I'll caveat this by saying I have the utmost of respect for Colin Kaepernick. He has now donated over $700,000, Tom. He said he was going to donate $1 million to the causes he believed in. He's over 700 grand right now. So he does way more than just talk the talk. Okay, but like I said, NFL teams are not obligated to have to take on his baggage, and he's going to bring baggage. So this is the same thing as Tim Tebow. And you guys with your Tebow love, you never understood that either, but that's why. Because a team that can be distracted by anything doesn't have to put up with the distraction. It distracts from their goal. So, you know, if you want to be political in your job, that's fine. But if your job doesn't want to have anything to do with it, you got to recognize that that's their right.
But I did see something that happened. I don't know if you saw this, that I sit and look at Kaepernick and go, well, I get it. I understand why he's doing what he's doing. I don't know if you saw it or not, what happened Sunday night in New Jersey, that car crash.
No.
There was a high-speed chase. Cops chasing this guy. He ran into a couple of cars during the chase, and at the end, he crashes into this car. Well, the cars both go up in flames. I mean, they are on fire. And the guy he crashed into fights his way out of his car. He's on fire, right? This is a victim. He drops and he stopped, drop, and roll, and he's rolling and rolling and rolling. This guy's got – he's rolling video. He's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And the guy takes off his coat because it's on fire, and he tosses it to the side. And he's finally got himself out, but he's in pain. He's burning, right?
Right.
He drops to his knees. The cops come running over. And the guy who's videotaping, there, he's yelling, help him, help him, help him. You go to YouTube, you can see this dude. It's unbelievable.
They beat his ass.
They started to kick him, and then they dragged him into the street because they thought he was the guy they were chasing in the high-speed pursuit.
Let me guess. Before the fire burnt him to a crisp, he was black anyway, right?
No, I think he was Mexican or Hispanic.
Oh, well, close enough for the cops. Now, I hate to say that because people are going to get it all political. I do support police and what they have to do, but people do take it too far in a situation like that. It looks like a big mistake was made.
I just don't understand, no matter what he was, even if he was the guy, the dude that's just falling to his knees because he has just burnt himself to a crisp, he can't even move, and you go up and start kicking him and then drag him into the street. He couldn't do anything. You know what I mean?
Easy win.
What you should go when, like, after the show, after you get done listening to the show, go watch the video for yourself and then tell us what you think on the Facebook page, because it's crazy. I thought it looks like a movie.
Fucking Shemp.
It looks like
Sergeant Shemp. What's going on? Oh my God.
All right, let's move on now.
Sergeant Shemp, come here. What's going on out there, Sergeant Shemp?
Here's one for you. Brandon Jacobs. I told you, you will fear Brandon Jacobs.
Brandon Jacobs, the former subhuman New York Giants running back.
Right, who went on to
Michigan, right? Didn't he play for Michigan?
I don't know. He went to the 49ers where Jim Harbaugh was coach.
Right. That was a big signing. I remember they were supposed to be able to do all kinds of crap with him. Didn't they just win the Super Bowl in New York?
Yeah, well, all that did was begin a five-year feud between the two of them.
Feud?
I didn't know anything about this feud.
Well, and it's not much of a feud, is it?
Had you ever heard anything about Brandon Jacobs and Jim Harbaugh in a feud?
No, it sounds to me like one of those feuds that you get when you click a Diply ad on Facebook that says, here's the funniest things you'll ever read on text message.
Why you be hanging with her? Because you ain't nothing. Ha 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 ha.
F-A-C-K fact.
There you go. He's dude, I looked it up. He's using the ancient Roman spelling of fact.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. He is the gladiator.
I'm the loyal servant of the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius.
I'm the father of a murdered son, the husband of a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Lame, lame, lame.
So let me guess, Brandon Jacobs is mad because he used to come in the locker room in a leather skirt.
Well, Jacobs said Harbaugh didn't know what he was doing.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Three straight NFC championships or something like that?
Right. Seems like he's doing pretty good at Michigan.
Harbaugh, you know, he's coach of Michigan. He's going to take the high road. He's not, you know, he told, this is what he said. I say he took the high road, but he did write this. He did, via Twitter, he said to Brandon Jacobs, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice."
Jim Harbaugh. "Yea, I saith unto thee, Brandon, let love enter your heart, for do we not breathe of the same air and dwell neath the same sky?"
F-A-C-K, fact.
Right.
Right.
Jacobs says, "I will expose him. Michigan will fire him when I am done," he declared on Twitter. I don't know. Well, I guess he thinks he's got some dirt on Harbaugh or something.
What's he going to expose?
I don't know. I'm afraid.
"Yo, man, I heard these rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds in the locker room one day."
Eric Dickerson did it to Jeff Fisher, right?
Well, you know, Jeff Fisher deserved it. Jeff Fisher wasn't winning championships.
Okay, so 2012, he signs with the 49ers, and he got a knee injury, and mm-hmm. he couldn't play until October, and then once October came, he still wasn't doing anything, and he was upset about it, and he wasn't getting game reps, and he said, quote, "I've learned over the years when you open your mouth and say certain things, it hurts you, so I'm just going to shut up and keep working." And then the next day, he backtracked and said he had ironed everything out with Harbaugh, okay?
He wasn't
activated for the next game, which happened to be against the Giants, so he was really pissed that he didn't get to play in that game. And then finally he dressed week 7 for the Seahawks game, still didn't get to play. And the first time he stepped on the field in a game and played was week 12 against the Saints. So in November, he tweeted, "Never work in a place where you hate your boss so much, you should always be happy at work." And he insisted it had nothing to do with the 49ers. Right.
Oh, right. So I'm wondering, Tom, if maybe Brandon Jacobs might catch hold of the idea that maybe your boss doesn't like you running your fucking mouth at him and telling him what he's doing wrong.
Right. Right.
Gosh, welcome to Real Life 101 there, Brandon Jacobs.
Okay, so right after he insisted that it had nothing to do with the 49ers, what he said, he then went on Instagram and said, quote, "I am on this team rotting away, so why would I want to put any pictures up of anything that says Niners? This is by far the worst year I ever had."
He's rotting away.
But it had nothing
rotting
to do.
Rotting away. He's like a cavity, Tom. He's eating the 49ers away from the inside out.
But he's got, what he said before had nothing to do with the 49ers.
Absolutely not. No, absolutely. He was meaning something else completely different that was ruining his life.
All right. So a couple days later, Harbaugh, multiple times, all the reporters are asking Harbaugh about it, and he will not comment. He's like, no comment, no comment, no comment. And then that same day, after all these questions at the press conference and him refusing to comment, they suspended Jacobs for the last 3 games of the regular season. And he planned to file a grievance, but there was never any report of any grievance actually ever being filed. I don't know.
Because he didn't have one.
I know. I guess not. I don't know.
"Yo, man, I mouthed off to my coach and I told him that he was stupid and then he benched me. So what the fuck?"
What's funny, they say he got suspended for the last 3 games of the season, but 2 days after they suspended him, his locker was reassigned, and there was no evidence that Jacobs was ever even a member of this football team.
All right, so there you go. This is what happens when you fuck with Marcus Aurelius Harbaugh. You understand? You get erased from the Legion, baby.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Jacob said that they suspended him so that he couldn't go play for like the Seahawks, an opponent that they were going to have to
because
face.
The Seahawks definitely would have wanted fucking stupid ass injured Brandon Jacobs.
Yeah, in 2012 when they had Marshawn Lynch.
Right. They had beast mode, but hey, let's pick up this guy.
Well, so, okay, so that explains now, you know, understand Jacob's animosity toward Harbaugh, whether he's justified or not, and I'm kind of with you. That
he's not. He's not. I'm going to go ahead and call it for the Bang Radio Hour. He is not.
Well, and then in 2014, Jacobs offered up this simple explanation for Harbaugh's failure to win a championship. He said, quote, "He is a bitch, and that's why he's never won anything. It is what it is. I've got two rings. Harbaugh, though, he's a bitch, so it doesn't matter."
So, apparently, it's been resolved.
Well, no, because now, today, apparently, it matters. Jacobs is pointing to the fence and calling his shot and saying he will expose Harbaugh and get him fired. So, I can't wait. I hope he's got something, because it'll be fun.
I'm going to get him fired right after my shift here at the, as the Good Humor truck driver.
Not into the if this, if that type of scenarios. If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Right.
We're looking to find our season over the next.
So what is Brandon Jacobs doing these days, I wonder?
He's trying to expose Jim Harbaugh. Maybe he's going to pull
his entire job.
Maybe he's going to pull his pants down. I don't know, man.
Wait a minute, who did that? Oh, that was Mike Singletary.
Right. Right.
He showed cheek number one and then cheek number two. All right, well, we got one email here, and I'm only going to read it today because it's from an old friend. Hang on a second. I got to pull it up because I wasn't prepped for this automatically. I knew he was there. But you remember our friend William Barry?
Yes.
All right. Well, Bill Barry has written us because apparently the fucking cheating goddamn Patriots hid a concussion that Tom Brady had last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because friggin' Giselle ran her big mouth. Oh, my husband had a concussion last year, and nobody knew about it, but he had a concussion, and yeah, I know. Oh. So what are you going to do, you know?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. We got this email from Bill Barry. Brady was concussed in a 2003 game versus the Redskins, according to Christian Faria, Patriots tight end at the time. Yes, he is still pissed off that Mike Vrabel came in for him on the goal line, but I digress. So there we have Bill Barry is digressing right away. I don't know if we can take him seriously. He's now a sports talk radio guy in Boston. He says no one questioned it at the time, but Brady was in the huddle calling plays that don't exist. I'm going to go ahead and call bullshit on this since the Patriots won the game and the Redskins lost. However, I will say that, yes, the Redskins did give him a concussion. Does that make sense?
Christian Faria is the one on the radio now in Boston. Is that what you said? Okay. Well, I tell you what. I remember a game the Cowboys played against Arizona with Troy Aikman back in the 90s. And right. Aikman he absolutely got crushed on this play.
Crushed.
Smash. Yeah, they were like getting down around the 10-yard line, first down, and he got sacked, man. And he got up, and Alvin Harper said that when they went back to the huddle, you know, Troy was kneeling down, and there was a blood was just streaming out of his mouth to the ground. Just a stream of blood coming out of his mouth. And he said he could tell, he's like, man, something, you know, he was off. And he said he called the play, he got up. And with that concussion, and he did, they found afterward he did have a concussion, but he said with the concussion, he threw him a touchdown. He threw a touchdown to Alvin Harper on the next play.
There you go. That's what a winner does. Take it in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
All right, well, now that you've told your Cowboys story.
Oops.
That you said you'd never talk about again for the rest of the show back in the first 2 minutes of the show. Here's my Joe Theismann story. Joe Theismann, in a game against the fucking hated goddamn subhuman Giants, got his front teeth sheared off in the first half. I don't mean broken. I mean sheared off. Half of his teeth were still there. The rest of it was gone.
Wow.
And, yeah, I know. Joe Gibbs looked at him at halftime and said, "You're done. You can't play anymore." And Theismann said, "That's bullshit. I can play." And he went and threw two touchdowns in the second half and beat those fucking subhuman bastards.
Ah, that's great.
That's right.
You know, Ronnie Lott cut his finger off. Come on. It's crazy.
Hey, that's right. Football used to be for men. And now they can celebrate again, Tom. They can get down and hump the ground.
Right. That's
there
right.
There you go. That's what we've been fighting for. Make America great again, baby. Shemp for president.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
You know, somebody that's good with freaking with Adobe products should probably take Shemp and all of his clips and put them together so that he could be a viable candidate, and we could run Shemp for president.
That's great.
A percentage of people would believe that Shemp existed. Look at him. He's really fighting for the people. He doesn't even have enough money for any color film. or a haircut. Oh, all right.
Well, I would imagine that the Patriots are probably going to get a fine. And that reminded me of something else. I was listening to last week's show. And last month's show, I should say. I was listening to the last show we did where we had the draft coverage. And we were playing Goodell getting booed in Philadelphia. And I'm listening to that, and you're talking about you were like, man, this guy's the most hated man in the NFL. And I said, it sounds like an entire...
In America.
Like, it sounds like a country is booing him.
Yeah.
And as I'm listening, I'm thinking, he really is, because this is the man who suspended Tom Brady, and they are still booing the shit out of him. All these people
in Philly.
Yeah. So, I mean, he really is.
Let's face it, though. It's Philly. They're going to boo anybody, and he's just a great target. Hey, did you happen to see the video of the Cowboys fan taking a piss beside the road when these two Eagle fans pull up on him and they break the doors of his car?
Oh, no.
You'll have to look it up. Oh my God. It's terrible. These guys are assholes. I don't even want to give them any freaking publicity, but since I already have, go look it up on YouTube. Cowboy fan harassed by Eagle fan, I guess. I don't know. You can find it that way. This is not an official field trip.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and go watch that New Jersey car crash thing. Fireman on fire. Yeah. That's crazy. That is crazy.
And remember,
you won't even believe it. You'll like, this is out of a movie.
Vote for Shemp.
Vote for Shemp. That's right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Oh. Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.
We've created unlimited data plans for your business because 1 minute you're the receptionist.
Hello, how can I help?
The logistics manager.
Okay, lift at your end. That's it now, to me.
The new business consultant.
Will do. I'll pop over and give you a quote.
And you've still got to make the tea. Your business doesn't have limits, so why should your data allowance? New unlimited data plans from Vodafone Business. The future is exciting. Ready?
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.